Blog Talk Radio.
Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed file of swiftly is bounding to join the thick squadrons on Slaver's green veil. On every mountaineer, strangers to flight of fear, rush to the standard of dauntless red hue. Monarch and gallows blast thrown from each mountain, passed onward for Erin O'Donnell of Boo. Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing, with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing, needs borderers brave from the banks of the Man. Many a heart shall quail under its coat of mail, deeply the merciless foeman shall rue, when on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze, wing dear Conwell's dread war cry, O'Donnell of Boo. Desmond the war-wolf is howling, fearless the eagle sweeps over the plain. The fox in the streets of the city is prowling, and all who would scare them are banished or slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight me, oh fight again, sons of De Conwell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel there in the vengeance, for your country, O'Donnell of Boo.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. And may you be in heaven 10 minutes before the devil finds out you're dead. How are we doing tonight, folks? We took a beating today. Americans took a beating today. I think we're starting to realize we're losing this war against communism. And the reason that we're losing the war against communism is nobody knows what communists are. We got a generation up to 21 years old that doesn't even know about 9-1-1. Can you believe that? 14 years ago, a kid was 7 years old. He didn't know about 9-1-1. His folks weren't going to let him see those people jumping off of buildings and watch 343 firemen march to their deaths, trying to save the people that were trapped up there. And they became a giant holocaust as the DNA smoke rose in the sky, vaporized flesh and bones. And I still remember St. Vincent's Hospital with the triage units outside in the street waiting to bring in all of the wounded. And there were no wounded. They were all crushed to death. And it was a great day for Osama bin Laden, who should have been taken out by Bill Clinton. But there's a possibility, and it's only an alleged possibility, that money changed hands, because there was a Emirates prince falconing with bin Laden. And I think money and changed hands. That's my personal right wing is suspicion. I think a lot of money changes hands. If Jesus went to the Congress, I think there'd be one person left in the building. and he would be turned to stone. Yeah, we're in trouble. So the topic of the show tonight is, when we self-destruct, who is going to take us in? Or will they just take us out? You see those five Arabs put into a cage and dropped into a swimming pool by a crane? These guys have been diabolical for 2,000 years. There isn't a torture that they don't know. Remember Saddam Hussein? We never should have went there because he didn't have weapons of mass destruction. And everybody knew that before we went there. All the geniuses. Yes. If Clinton had gone there, it would have been the right thing. And look what they did. They let Clinton go to Libya. Her little war, her girly war on Libya. Yeah. And nobody said boo. Did Obama get permission from Congress? Did he ask for a vote? No, Obama doesn't need Congress. Obama is Obama. You don't need no 500 flunkies telling him what to do. So, are they going to take us in or are they going to take us out? Most Americans will think they're going to dinner. The Communist Front is straightening out their ranks. Every day the momentum gets stronger. Did you know that Saul Alinsky was an accountant for Al Capone? He thought the Communist Revolution was going to start in his time, and he had Frank Nitti teach him how to use a machine gun. These are the guys that want to take your guns away. Now, I just heard that tonight, but I heard it from a source that does a lot of due diligence. And the first question he'll ask me if I give him news is, where did you hear it? So we'll have to check that out. And Hillary Clinton wrote a thesis on Saul Alinsky. Yes, while she was doing pro bono work for the Black Panthers, who had just murdered a black who they didn't trust. And they sat him in a chair and poured hot water on him. Yes, for 2,000 years, these people have been mastering the art of torture. Then they dumped his body in a river. And Hillary defended the freedom fighters. So, Savage went off on the Pope today. He was making sense until he called for an old communist goal. Sell off the artwork in the Vatican and give the money to the poor. Popey. He calls him Popey. And then he offered 1 million rubles, because he supports Putin, for any Michelangelo. The Catholic Church caters to 1 billion people, and that takes money. And of course, they're not catering to the rich, they're catering to the poor. I'm not saying there aren't a few cardinals that are running around with big Cadillacs. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I know a cardinal that blessed a restaurant for a $600 dinner. I'm not saying that. But that's not doing Jesus' work. And you know what happens if you don't do Jesus' work. You end up in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy getting a global warming demonstration. So, what is Savage's contribution to humanity? A free book? You ever see him make the big deal when he gives a book away? I'm giving you a free book. What did you do? You took 27 bullets for your country. You carried 6 wounded back to the rear. You brought, while bleeding, you brought ammunition to the front. Oh, that definitely deserves my free book. And as of today, Jack Hatfield is gay. He's coming out. He's coming out to get married. Yeah, everything is turning black. Yeah. I feel, let me see, where am I here? What is a Savage's contribution to humanity? A free book? Jesus says, and when he does something for somebody, he's got to let you know about it. Oh, yeah, I donated to that guy's defense. I did. I raised money. I did everything. I built the Taj Mahal. I picked berries in Pago Pago. So what is savages' contribution to humanity? Jesus says, if you do works of charity, don't toot your own horn. I feel sorry for the waiter who has to listen to his tip lecture before Savage lets go of the dollar. You know, tip means to ensure promptness. That's the lecture he gives. And you were slow tying the lobster bib on my dog. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says the Pope is a communist. And Jimmy is right more than wrong. So you got to look into the Pope's background. And where does he come from? And how was he raised? And what did he see in his lifetime that gives him that conviction? And Jimmy is right more than wrong. He also says the reason the communists are so strong today, you ready for this one? This one's going to rock all the conservatives, man. Bill Buckley, the 3-mile limit pothead, disarmed the conservative party. He told them the communism was dead. And now, according to Jimmy, the talk show conservatives can't say communists because they will have to admit they too were fooled. Look what we have become. A nation of brainwashed puppies fighting each other, killing our children as ordered by the Nazi Supreme Court. How come nobody ever challenged the Supreme Court for the death warrant they issued called Roe versus Wade? How did we let the Supreme Court get away with not protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? How did we give them a pass? You know why? Because we revered the Supreme Court. Now we know it's communist 5-4. Now we know it's communist 5-4. And they can't wait till one of these conservatives die. And look how hard they went after Clarence Thomas. They've been working on that guy since they set him up with the phony sex charge. Remember that? You got to remember, communists don't play by the Marcus of Queensberry rules. Communists will do anything, including assassination, to reach their goals. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And every day, the Southern Poverty Communist Law Center and the ACLU communists are in court to destroy the Constitution and to break a country to make it weak so that other troops can march in the streets at the parade. So, now the talk show conservatives can't say communists because they will have to admit they were fooled. Look what we have become, a nation of brainwashed puppies fighting amongst each other, killing our own children, as ordered by the Nazi Supreme Court. A 50% divorce rate among people who sign contracts, not counting the hookup generation. A nation of junkies fed dope by communist coolies. Nations are killing each other to get the American orders for drugs. Castro has warehouses full of drugs awaiting the gringo chump. Now that Obama has refinanced Cuba and Iran by accident, mi culo, the Marxist summer offensive is in full swing, and they are going to be ruthless. You see, they desecrated Confederate statues in the Southland in 6 states last night. Yep. We're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble, and we're playing right into their hands. And we have no counteroffensive plan. It is really sad. So I'm going to give you the ketchup song. You can smear it on yourself and pretend you were shot.
Bailando, rima, orando, tanga. And the DJ every move will hypnotize you. Some may call it chularia, others say that it's a real Rastafari profitano. He's a man I love, so gay and sexy, feeling hot. He's a king, Balandori, Maranga Tanga. And the DJ that he knows where all the spot always around, so plays a mix that Diego Meso de la Salsa. He la baila, and he dances, he la canta.
Okay, my friends, I'm going to do my civic duty, and I'm going to plug an organization of black people. Yes, that's right. I used to be known when I was in the service as the Southern boys used to call me the N lover, and I took the blows, and I did it my way. Okay, so, hey, listen, the American creed, you must never forget this. The strong must always protect the weak. And I don't care what the odds are. If you're an underdog, somebody's kicking you when you're down, they're going to kick the both of us. And that's the way I am. I'm my father's son. And he stood up against 6,000 people because he wouldn't join the Communist Party. He believed the union that he was trying to be forced into was communist, and he refused to join it. He was one thick Irishman. And that's why they call the Irish donkeys, because they are stubborn. And when they make up their mind they're not going to do something, that's it. And it's, you want to know the truth? You want to know the whole story? His uncle, who brought him here from Ireland, helped the guy organize the Transport Workers Union. They used to meet in my great aunt Katie's house on Sunday after church. And the dues that they used to collect, because there was no union in the Interborough Rapid Transit System, there was 10 cents in a secret handshake. Because if they got caught passing dues money, they got fired. And a supervisor would follow you to the bathroom and stand there with you until you were finished to go back on the line. But my father believed that Mike Quill was a communist. He used to call him Red Mike. And he wouldn't join. And one day he came home with a fellow worker who brought him home. And my mother was probably pregnant at the time, and she was holding my hand at the door with her apron on for getting the kitchen supper ready. And this fella, Gene, brought my father to the door, and he had two arms and two slings. And somebody had chucked him into a pit. You know, they serviced the subway cars from underneath. And that's Americana. If you don't like the way things are going, you don't have to accept it, but you may lose your life in protest. But there are Americans who will do that. They say that when the GIs came back from World War II in New York, the waterfront was run by the mob. And these guys, and everybody was afraid of the mob. But these guys had just fought Hitler, and they knew how to kill, and they weren't going to take any crap from the mob. And that's the difference with between people who know how to fight back and people that will be helpless all their lives until they're thrown into a pit, a grave, and a bulldozer will cover their body. So tonight I'm plugging a black organization. It's a religious organization. It's similar to the Emmanuel Baptist Church. And I see they had a sign on the platform today, Methodist. And it's too bad. The devil was there just a few days ago and attacked the 12 apostles and killed 9 of them. And then the devil returned today to make believe he cared. But what are you going to do? So this organization is called CAP, C-A-A-P. And these are the people, like the people in that church in South Carolina. These are the blacks of America, not the crap that Hollywood presents. The sick crap, the rap crap that Hollywood presents. The dopers, the dealers. And that's all you see. So when you see a black man like Obama says and you cross the street, it's because you've been fed this crap from Hollywood. And let me tell you, if I'm walking down the street and there's 5 black guys coming down, I'm crossing over. And I feel sorry. I saw a video the other day. A white girl was sitting with the baby, and another white girl was sitting next to her. They were in a park. And I think the one white girl was, she was babysitting. And apparently, from what I could tell, 2 to 3 black girls plus somebody that was videotaping plus a guy with a basketball who was coaching the girls. They wanted to beat up the girl with the baby. And maybe they knew each other or whatever. I don't know the circumstances. But she had a little baby in her hand. When I say a little baby, maybe like a 1-year-old or 2-year-old. And she wouldn't, the guy said, get the baby away from her. Get the baby away from her. And she wouldn't let go of the baby. So one black girl grabbed her by the hair and slammed her in the ground with the baby. And the baby hit the concrete. And the black guy with the basketball started dancing, you know, wiggling his legs, you know, in a like a squat position. He thought this was great. And that's who we're seeing, and we're not seeing these people, these sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. We're not seeing them because Hollywood hates religion. Hollywood does not want you to see the goodness in people. They only want you to see the evil. Turn on your TV after 12 o'clock at night. All you'll see is evil. Girls being stalked, stabbed, having their throats cut. That's all there is on the media. Everything is dark in the media. The dark side of the moon. Everything is dark. I'm gonna do a quick tune and then I'll give you this recap.
You gotta pursue it, focus tonight. Girl, you gotta follow it.
Okay, we're keeping the ball rolling. Okay, this message. Now you heard Obama today, and subtly playing the race card and the Confederate flag card. Okay, and you heard about the two Supreme Court decisions. One for Obama health scare, and the one for gay marriage throughout the land. Okay, so this is from CAAP, C-A-A-P. Okay, this is a black organization, a black religious organization, and they're calling for donations. Judicial activism lawlessness. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court got it wrong on marriage. In this historic case, five justices declared same-sex marriage, five communist justices. And it has nothing to do with marriage. It has everything to do with the control of the people. The law of the land. These were mortal men, and they were women mostly. Unselected judges, even Kennedy. unelected judges. Overturned the votes of 50 million Americans. This is wrong. In my last communication, I mentioned they were ready to move to the next level. If I go to jail, so be it. Please take a moment and join RISE, R-I-S-E, today. And it's highlighted, so I guess if you click on it, okay? But again, I'll give you the name of the organization, because if you're black, you should be supporting them. And if you're white, you should be supporting them too, C-A-A-P, because your church is next. Okay, as I have said, wait till we have to say mass behind closed doors, not because of terrorists, but because of the government. As I have said, we're not willing to sit by silently as our civil rights are trampled. He's considering this a civil rights violation. And the family dismantled. Oh, yeah, family's in big trouble today. And you know who hurts the most? Nobody has ever paid any attention. Nobody pays attention to the 4,700 American babies burned as fuel. In some states, 4,700 American babies killed every day by the Supreme Court. Let me see where we are here. And as I've said, we're not willing to sit by and watch our civil rights be trampled and the family dismantled. We're prepared to do what it takes to defend our fundamental rights and stay true to our conscience. Conscience is an important thing. Communists believe there is no such thing as a conscience. If you ever want to see how communism was born, go to YouTube and Google search the Romanov family. I think it's R-O-M-A-N-O-F-F, the Romanov family, and witness their execution. I got it. I copied it. And what they show you the Romanovs are being herded into a basement and being shot by communists with pistols. But that's the video version. The real version is they were shot with rifles, pistols, and bayoneted. And that was the opening season for communism. And then if you really want to see communism in action, I saw a picture the other day. It was horrendous. It's an artist's drawing. But Stalin, when he went to the siege of Berlin, he told his army, No Russian will be charged with any crime against the German. And this is ironic. This is what he said. The only innocent German is the unborn. And here we're killing 4,700 a day of the innocents. And the scene I saw was four Russian soldiers raping a German woman, and you wouldn't believe the scene. I can't describe it to you. But they raped the 2 million German women on the way in to Berlin. That's a lot of German women. Okay, so let's go back to my friend here. And the court is wrong to think that they have settled the issue of same-sex marriage. They were wrong with Roe versus Wade. 1973. So what is this? 2015, 1973, 2, 4, and carry the 1. 42 years we've been killing 1.2 million babies. So we've killed maybe perhaps close to 50 million babies. That's exactly, I think, what Hitler killed in World War II. It is sad. It is really sad that we can't protect life. And the saddest thing, the thing that got me was that 911, 200 mothers died with their pro-life babies. 200 pro-life mothers died with their babies. And they're not recognized on the wall. I prayed. One voice crying in the wilderness, that the families of who lost those daughters and their unborn child, name the child and put that child's name on the memorial wall with its mother. And if you're not sure of the sex of the child, you put a name up there that could be Patty, you know, put up a name that could go either way. Guess the sex of the child and give it a name. But those names of those 200 babies should be up on that wall. But the communists don't want that. They don't want you to recognize. They use words like fetus. For years, they've been feeding this bullshit. The fetus bullshit. Yeah, it's our body. It's your body. But you got a tenant. And you evict them. And don't kill them. Yeah, that's unbelievable, man. And I said last night, how much would you pay for a baby? What will it take if we can make our government put adoption on healthcare, and where the mother and the child can go full term? And it is really sad. The communists have us tied up six ways to Sunday. If you're a Catholic institution and you're saving lives and you're nursing people to the end day where they're going to go and see God, and you're doing good works and you take government money, they want you to kill kids and pay for it. And if you don't, then you'll be in violation. You'll be in violation of the Supreme Court murder laws. It is sad, man. It is sad. One day we're all going to be forced to choose. You're going to either choose freedom or slavery. And slavery comes in many forms. Right now in the United States, the two biggest slave groups are taxpayers, the tax slave, and the drug slave. And that's all on the government. The drug slave gets paid by the tax slave. So let me go back to the story. The court is wrong to think they've settled the issue of same-sex marriage. Also, Latinos are cast in the media as all drug dealers. They never show you the hardworking Latinos. They don't show you that guy that's out there sitting in the ghetto on the steps of somebody else's apartment, waiting for a contractor to come by to pick him up at 6 o'clock in the morning to earn a day's wage. They never show you that guy. they only show you the stiletto carrying tattooed coyotes and say, see, this is all Latinos. And they got you hating the gringo. I could tell you a story about swearing in new citizens and what the government representative said to people of color who were just becoming American citizens, happy to be sworn in as American citizens. And a guy got up there and welcomed them and told them that the white man hates them and that when they walk out that door, they're going to be discriminated against. And to call him right away if they're discriminated against. So they all fell in love with him and they went out the door looking to duke it out with white people. And that was their welcome to the United States, courtesy of the Communist Party. Really sad. Really, really sad. So the court is wrong to think they have settled the same-sex issue. You and I know God's design for marriage has always been and will always remain one man and one woman. When it gets real nasty and the gloves come off by everybody, there's going to be a lot of sadness in this country. A lot of sadness. People can only take so much, and they don't like being force-fed communist crap. It's God's truth. The truth can't be changed, altered, or ignored. What we will ignore are the lawless judges and politicians who betrayed the votes of we the people. And as I have stated for years, I marched in the civil rights movement and Dr. Martin Luther King taught us the moral importance of disobeying an unjust law. This Supreme Court decision is wrong and unjust. Since we are the true heirs of the civil rights movement, we will follow Dr. King's model. We will not be silenced on this issue. If we are to defend our religious freedom and our values, we have no other choice. Today's decision is not to end the end of our fight to protect marriage and family. And what comes next is communist stunts. They will do setups. They will do entrapment like they did to a woman who just closed her bakery because she refused to make a gay couple a wedding cake because it was against her religion. So they fined her and put her out of business, courtesy of the communist government. You have a communist party, that's the Democrat Party, and now you have a communist government run by the Democrat Party and the rhino swinos. Today's decision is not the end of the fight. But God's laws are final. They can't be rewritten, adjusted, that's right, or molded to normalize that which isn't normal, that which is contrary to human nature. So this fight belongs to all of us, and we would never be able to make a strong stand without your help. Will you help? So, okay. Here are a few ways you can help. Spread our work with your network. That's what I'm doing. I'm helping these people. Join Rise. You could Google Rise and see what that is. Pray for CAP. You could Google CAP, C-A-A-P, leadership. And our network of pastors and leaders. These are all black people. These are all gospel people. Pray for the youth in our public schools. Oh, my God. I got to tell you, it is in schools that are strongly biblical, where the people are religious, they're subtly injecting the communist doctrine into the schools. I'll give you an example. A three-year-old boy in preschool came home with a girl's coloring book. He's coloring dresses, coloring shoes, and pocketbooks. I'll give you another good one. I'll give you a real good one. I have a grandson and a granddaughter, and they were in Catholic preschool, and one is still in the Catholic preschool, and the other one is in public school. The boy is in public school and his sister is in Catholic preschool. So we're sitting at the dinner table and the girl says, we're going to say grace. And the boy says, you won't be saying much of that when you get to public school. It's a boy, right? He's in the first grade. Says, you won't be saying much of that when you get to public school. So, oh my God, this kid is savvy. And I go, why do you say that? And he says, because I've been here 89 days and I haven't said one prayer. 89 days, this kid is counting. Unbelievable. And it even gets better. Now I've got my apprehensions. And I know that I have an older grandson who went to public school in New York. And when they did the Pledge of Allegiance, certain elements in the class would not stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance in front of the flag. And others turned their back on the flag. Okay. Now, how would you like to be the guy that's standing here and the majority is not? You got to be real thick. Okay. So another incident happened. And I said to myself, I said to the grandson, I remember the grandson's in public school and the little one is in preschool. And I said to the grandson, tell me, grandson, did they say the Pledge of Allegiance in your school? And he sticks his chest out and he goes, yes, they do. I says, let me hear you say it. He says, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, under God. And he forgets the rest. And his sister says, and deliver us from evil, amen. Isn't that sharp? Huh? Out of the mouths of babes. Okay, let's help this guy out here. Cap, C-A-A-P. Pray for CAP's leadership and our network of pastors and leaders. Pray for the youth in our public schools. Yes, do. Because, you know, the communists are having a field day with the Catholic Church and the pervert, the homosexual pedophile priests. That scandal that the church wrongly covered up. They should have taken that priest right and said, come on, I'll go with you. You turn yourself into the police department. That's what should have been done. But they didn't do it. And now they're paying the consequences. But if you think that pedophiles are only in the Catholic Church, oh, you're going to get a very sad wake-up call. You're going to get a very sad wake-up call. So, so it's what he say. Pray for our youth in the public schools who are being indoctrinated by the LGBT community. Let me tell you about public schools. Little I do know, I'm not an expert. A girl comes to her mother. She's in the fifth grade. She says, Mom, I can't hold out much longer. You know what she means? All her friends in the fifth grade are having sex. They're doing hallway BJs in the fifth grade. Okay. Pray for the revival in our country. We do need a revival and we do need Jesus. Let me tell you, and I'm not a religious fanatic. I'm married to a holy woman. And that's my ticket into heaven. Matter of fact, we're going to be buried in the same coffin. But anyway, one plot, that's all we need. Pray for the youth in our public schools who are being indoctrinated by the LGBT community and the colleges. Forget about it. Colleges are gone, man. If you want to make a lot of money, open an abortion clinic next to a big college. Yeah. And pray for the revival in our country. We need to usher in the next great awakening. I got to tell you, I remember 9-1-1, and I remember the kids that could comprehend what was happening, the teenagers who could comprehend as they watched those two planes take down two buildings and 3,200 Americans died. And you, in one less than 1 minute, all the screams were silent. And the clouds rose in the sky. And kids were just, they were in shock. And I said to myself, the churches missed a golden opportunity. They should have scooped those kids up in their arms and brought them to Christ. That was the moment. And you know what's a sadder moment? Parents divorce and cast their children to the winds. All of those kids suffer PTSD. Do not think that they can master a breakdown of love at that fragile age. They're all going to be PTSD divorce kids. It is sad. It is really sad. Remain committed and energized and steadfast for the work ahead. Pledge your support. While today's decision was wrong, and I must admit very disturbing and disappointing, it has made me more resolved and committed to the work that God called us to do. We are all called for such a time as this. We pray today's decision will awaken the church and more pastors will stand boldly proclaiming the truth about marriage. I was blessed. If I was left to my own devices to pick a wife, I would have been divorced in 10 minutes. But God sent me somebody. And we were married in front of God. And we took a vow. And I never had to doubt her love. Not for a second. And when that is given to you, that gift, and you do not give it back, you are going to be in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. And so thank you, Lord, for that gift. And we did it right. We took the vow and asked God's blessing. We pray today's decision will awaken the church and more pastors will stand by boldly proclaiming the truth about marriage. When we grew up, you know how many people got divorced? Nobody. They lived hell. If they had a paired marriage, they lived a living hell. And maybe a separation. But the only people getting divorced were Hollywood stars, and they had to go to Mexico or Nevada to get the divorce from Harry Reid. God bless and thank you for your faithful support. The guy's name is William Owens. He's the Coalition of African American Pastors. The Coalition for American Action and Principles is a grassroots movement of Christians who believe in traditional family values and American public life. We believe in protecting the lives of the unborn. 1,100 black babies are murdered every day by planned slaughterhood. 1,200 white babies and 700 Latino niños. Nobody in their right mind can defend the murder of 3,000 kids by planned slaughterhood. You're going to tell me that one wasn't worth saving? How many inventors have we lost? How many good teachers have we lost? How many ministers have we lost? How many musicians have we lost? We believe in protecting the lives of the unborn and defending the sacred institution of marriage. The Coalition of African American Pastors is a 501c nonprofit organization. Your donations to the Coalition of African American Pastors may be tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. No goods or services were received in exchange for any contributions. You should consult a tax advisor. Make a donation. RISE is their code word. Make a donation to CAAP. And their website is www.caapus.org. They're in Memphis, Tennessee. It seems like Southern blacks have more religion than the Northern blacks. Reverend Sharpton, Reverend Jackson, you got to be kidding, man. And they show up with rent-a-mobs. That's what they call it. They call it rent-a-mobs. Okay, I'm going to give you a knock on wood. The goal of the Communist Party is to split this country and balkanize it. And they'll split it along any line that requires them to drive a wedge between peoples. And you got to remember that. And never forget what Jimmy from Brooklyn says. When the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. When they lose, they win. You think about that. The U.S. Army's response to Confederate base names is perfect. I guess the Army told them to go F themselves, okay? And I'm now reading you. I'm going to introduce you to some Tea Party members because the communists have labeled the Tea Party members as racists. Do you remember when Nancy Pelosi pulled that march on Selma on the Congress steps with her carrying her big gavel and walked through the Tea Party demonstration? And accused the Tea Party of using the N-word. You remember that? And they played it up in the press, and Andrew Breitbart, who was assassinated by the communists, allegedly, offered $100,000 if anybody could bring any proof on a video, on a recording, any proof that anybody in the Tea Party used the N-word. And they couldn't. He kept his $100,000. So this is from Oleg. He's a Tea Party gets Tea Party bulletins. Because I don't want to say he's a Tea Party member, because he might not be. He just might like to read the bulletins. My strongest hope is that most soldiers are disgusted. You know, there's an offensive Obama is building up in July. And July the 15th, he's going to attack seven states under in a maneuver, which is a dry run for when he has to issue martial law to stay in the presidency. Oh, he's not going to do that. No, I know. And Hitler's not going to Czechoslovakia. My strongest hope is most soldiers are disgusted. Enough with this administration to follow their own conscience above all orders, especially immoral ones, because as we all know, they have plenty of reasons to be disgusted enough. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You see what happened? What was that? What was the city? Was it Kirkuk? In Iraq, where the Iraqi army cut and ran and left all 3,200 Humvees for ISIS. You remember that? At 911, I had a cop in the store who had been doing duty down at the World Trade Center while they were digging for bodies. You know, there's 1,000 legs left at the morgue. Did you know that? Yeah. There was, at least a couple of years ago when I talked to somebody. But anyway, I said to this cop, I said, what are you going to do if these guys come to take a nuclear hit or a chemical warfare hit? What are you going to do? He says, I'm going to leave the job and I'm going home. Defend my family. Now, this is one guy, but that's probably the general brainwave. And when Obama orders, or his flunkies order, American troops to fire on American people, a lot of people are going to disappear. They're going to go home. And he's probably got a contingency plan for that. He'll put in other troops that'll do the dirty work. But the guy that goes home is going to be defending his home. And the thought came to mind, and it just left me. Okay, so that's one guy's opinion. And let me see what else we got. Oh, we got 32 seconds left. Here's a guy named David. Good for the army. Maybe they're finally getting some balls. I guess that's like tennis or basket. Here's Jay Maywee. They will not do a single thing. The only reason they even pretend that they are is to get paid off. Obviously, they said that for years and done not one thing. What a joke. It's Ilkova. Let them fight among themselves. If we all throw in the towel, what can they do? No voting, no drama, no money. We all need just to walk away. Well, I don't know about Jay McQuee. You know, those French guys. I got a picture of the... I was at a German-American Day parade in Germany when I was over there. And I'm standing on a corner as the German army came marching by. And the band was coming by, and they had a big band. And my buddy turned to me and said, in one of the band instruments, the German army band instrument, was a Glockenspiel. And my buddy turned to me and said, hey, Tom, you think that's the same Glockenspiel that played in Paris in 1941? How true. Oh, somebody's saying Obama's gay. We don't need to hear that. Either prove it or don't say it. Let's see what else we got here. Here's a guy named Bob Green. Do liberals know they started this with the KKK and Senator Byrd? That's true. Southern Democrats were the ones that had the KKK. Last night I read that 50%, at least 50% of all Confederates soldiers were farmers. And they were sharecroppers. They didn't even own the land that they were sharecropping on. So that's another form of slavery. And they never owned slaves. These guys were dirt poor. We used to tease them in the 50s that the only reason they joined the army was to get shoes. And these were all young boys. And they were fighting for what all soldiers fight for. The guy on the right, the guy on the left. Those are your buddies. You're there. You're going to die with them. You're going to die for them. They're going to die for you. Unless your name is a Bo Birdcall. And then you can watch your mother get groped by the president. And you'll be exchanged for two Taliban governors, one CIA director of the Taliban, one guy that blew up the CIA, and one other guy, who a bomb maker. And he swapped those five for a traitor. And here's another communist lie. Edward Snowden is a whistleblower and a patriot. He was protecting the First Amendment. Yes, and flag burning is a right under the First Amendment. These are the same people that when they burn the flag, they use the First Amendment. Edward Snowden's a KGB agent. And that's why he's not coming back, because he knows. And when he comes back, somebody is going to identify him as a KGB agent. And he may get the death penalty if Donald Trump is president. Or else he'll just throw him off the Trump Towers. Four nuts, somebody said. Four nuts. I don't know what that means. Oh, I guess they're talking. Well, it was 5-4. The vote was 5-4. IRS erased the lowest learners. Did anyone call the NSA? Oh, if you want to know about Hillary's emails, hold on a second. I got a friend in the in Chinese intelligence. Let me see if I can get him on a phone. Huating? Yeah, Tom. Neho ma Tom. Can you give me some information on Hillary Clinton? What you want? Do you want a Benghazi? I got everything on Benghazi. Can you give me champagne contributions? Oh, champagne contributions. Oh, no problem. No problem. Oh, she's dirty. She's dirty. What do you want? You want to know how come Sultan Brunei? How much? You want to know the Mia Kuwait? How much? Oh, and she no tip waiter here. She was in Chinese restaurants, you know, tip waiter. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We've been sold out. Lock, stock, and barrel. We've had a bankruptcy and nobody knows it. We've got a security bankruptcy. We're not ready for it. They can't find two guys in the woods. And they got 1,000 people looking for two guys. How do you think they're going to catch all the Al-Qaeda coming across the southern border? Do you know that Spanish Moroccans, they look just like Mexicans. All they got to do is put on a Mets hat and they're across the border. It is really bad. Here's a guy. This is a girl, Carolyn. She says, I still believe the Democrats have turned on her. You want to know something, Carolyn? You're a sage. You're a psychic. She is not going to be. They screwed her once and gave us Obama. They screwed her twice and gave us Obama. They are screwing her again. And they're the ones that are releasing all the dirt on her. You know why? And I don't even think they want Bernie Sanders. They want a hardline communist. They want somebody that can order executions. They want someone who can take the tax-exempt status away from all churches, except for the Holy Roller Church of Al Sharpton and Jesse James Jackson. Unbelievable. You know, Stalin had a son who was captured by the Germans, and they offered to trade the son for a German general, I think. And Stalin wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He left his own son, right? Jesse Jackson's got a son and a daughter-in-law in jail. And he don't seem to be trying too hard to get him out. It is really terrible. I still believe the Democrats have turned on her, but they're extending her the courtesy to bow out on her own. Yep. This lady's right on the money. They are letting the slow leak drip faster and faster. You're very good. You're very good. Nobody else is seeing that. Just you and me. Great minds must run in the same channel. Some would say that she's allowing all the dirt on her to come out well in advance of the elections. So it'll be, oh yeah, the old news routine. I love that one. Benghazi? Are you still talking about Benghazi? And the fact that we hung up the phone on two guys crying for help, begging to see an American flag, but you took the American flag down and went to bed. But you can't take a 3 a.m. phone call, right, Hillary? Let's see what it says. And no one will care. I will care, and I'll make it a point that everyone I know realizes that it makes a difference. You got it right, honey. Now, Trey Gowdy. I don't know if they're tying him up or he's getting ready to unload the boom on the Democrat Party that's going to take him right out of the election. It is really sad. But if you really want to know about the emails for Hillary, the Chinese got them, the Russians got them, and all of these hackings that are coming up lately, that's all with the encouragement of Snowden. Snowden's telling them how to do it. Snowden is a communist. He's a KGB agent. He's a Latino, Joe Gonzalez. Joe could be a girl's name, huh? Give me long enough to stop vomiting over vision of GD White House lit up with rainbow colors. I say dismiss and abolish the Supreme Court. Our culture is not for sale. Savage's big argument has always been, culture, language, culture, and what's the third one? I forget the third one. Something, language, and culture. Our culture is not for sale. And I'm not going to say what he says about Obama and his, or she says about Obama and his minions. Think if they can enforce this, there's going to be trouble. Screw twice in 2 days. Seems we're living in Venezuela or Cuba. The reason Obama bailed out Cuba is Venezuela couldn't supply them oil anymore. So he went in and bailed out Cuba. Cuba was on the balls of revolution. People were getting real tired of being spied on by their neighbor. And that's going to happen here if the communists get their way. A full-fledged dictator running everything and a totally useless Congress. I got to tell you, the Republicans, the rhinos are finished. And the Democrat, the Tea Party people, the Tay Fiesta people, they should be pulling the Latinos away from the communists. The communists just took one big sweep with what do they call that, that the croupier has when he brings all the money in. That's what they did. They just swept all the Latinos into their camp. They played the gringo hate your guts card. And unfortunately, the Latinos thought it was going to be better for them. But you see, the communists are underestimating the Latinos because there's three ingredients that the Latinos have that the communists do not want. They have family, which the communists want to destroy. They have hard work, which the communists want them all on welfare. And they have religion, Viva Cristo Rey. And you can't be a communist and religious. And that's why the Pope's having trouble. You better tell that in confession. I think I'm going to hear the Pope's confession, see if I can save him. I'm tired of paying somebody to tear down my country and my heritage, and that's Joe Gonzalez. Yes. Viva Cristo Rey, Joe. And join the Te Fiesta, the Tea Party. That's not the right translation, because fiesta is party. But I'll tell you, when the Latinos come over, we'll have a fiesta. And the Democrats don't own the Latinos. The only Latinos the Democrats own are the communists like La Raza, which stands for the race. Again, divide and conquer. Everything is divide and conquer. Now they're working on the American Indians. They're going to plant seeds of distrust with the American Indians. They're going to stir them up. But what the American Indians must realize, the first thing the communists are going to do when they come into power, they're going to go to every reservation and take your guns away. So before they do that, give them hell. And never forget, you were never slaves. You were warriors. You fought well. And you fight well today in the American military. Navajo code talkers. Geronimo is shouted by every paratrooper going out of a plane. We owe the American Indians our heritage and their heritage. Boy Scouts always learn from American Indians. And now you see what they've done to the Boy Scouts. The communists have destroyed the Boy Scouts. When they win, they win. And when they lose, they win. So if they get in and infiltrate a Boy Scout unit and they put a gay scoutmaster in and he tells the kids he's one sleeping bag short, and people pull their male children out of that scout troop, they've destroyed the scouting. They've won. If you let them stay and they perform perverted acts on children, they've won. Either way, America loses. And that's the communist strategy. And they also love coalitions. They love to join coalitions. And once they join, they take it over. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says the Soviets are now using on America. And I don't believe this communism died. And Jimmy quotes Sun Tzu, when weak feign strength, and when strong, feign weakness. And they just took their hammer and sickle down. But you'll see it up again when they're real strong. So having said that, we'll go and see if we find anybody else that's Supreme Court's landmark. Everybody's upset about the two decisions. The gays have been working a long time to actually hurt this country. They want to punish this country. And the issue that's believable is that they want equal rights. But the real issue is they want their lifestyle accepted by the general population. And that's not going to happen. When I see two guys kissing, I vomit. And Hollywood is very clever. And HBO and Showtime is very clever. They will create situations where you think it's a guy and a girl kissing, and they'll do a from the back of the headshot. And then you get involved with the plot. And then you, as the close-up comes, you see it's two guys. And then you got to go and throw up. And that's the truth, man. It's a natural thing to be repulsed, for a man to be repulsed by another man. It's a natural thing. It's in you. You weren't taught it. You just knew it. Kids know it instinctively. Franklin Graham just slapped the Supreme Court with the one thing about marriage they don't realize. The Supreme Court realizes the Supreme Court, the communists have been trying to take over the Supreme Court since 1945. So you want to know what Franklin Graham says? We're going to be one big divided country, and there could be a civil war. Because fools who think they have control overstep a final protective line. And when they do that, that's it, man. Many of the 1.7 million people who like Franklin Graham's Facebook page are giving a big thumbs up to his reaction to the Supreme Court decision. The message was posted by the head of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association shortly after the High Court ruled 5-4. You've got a split in the Supreme Court. It's 4.5 American and 4.5 communist. Look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She used to be the head of the ACLU. So the ACLU's got a ringer on the bench. As of this writing, more than 130,000 people have liked Graham's statement, which reads in part, "With all due respect to the court, if it did not define marriage, it did not define marriage, and therefore is not entitled to redefine it." And a number of Facebook likes for the pastor's reaction is growing rapidly. Graham's assessment of the county. Where's the Pope? He's talking global warming. Papa's got a brand new bag. Oh, man. I pray God will spare America from his judgment. It's funny, because the last time he got mad, he drowned everybody. Then he said, "You know what? I promise you I'll never drown you again. I'll put a rainbow in the sky, and you'll all know that I intend to keep my word. But I didn't say anything about fire." I could push this sun right down your throat. Graham's assessment of the country's standing in the eyes of God is rather pessimistic, as he tells his Facebook friends, "I pray God will spare America from his judgment." Yep. We're being sold out, friends. And money is buying a lot of slaves. Money is buying a lot of slaves. Think about this. Kirsten, what's her name? She's on O'Reilly. They had a big fight the other night when the illegal immigrants were sending their children unescorted across the border. Kirsten played the "oh, little baby" card. "Oh, the poor children, haven't you any compassion?" Kirsten, 3,000 little babies were killed by planned slaughterhood today. Where's your compassion for them? And they're American babies. Yeah, okay, so a lot of people are upset. The nation is more divided today. This president doesn't give two Shiites. He does not care. He's on a junket. He's on junkanoo. Yep. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's doing drugs in the White House. It is really sad. Okay. We're going to put out a tune tonight. We're going to, I had a beautiful tune that I wanted to play for those people down in, and I forgot it. I got to write everything down. And let me see if I can find it. Yeah. We'll play a unity song.
One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing, which
Taylor put this blog up. I'll close with it. And Jesus answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Matthew 19:4-6. So, enough said. I wish you all a safe world, but it doesn't look like it. Our enemies are getting stronger, inside and outside. Have a good night, folks.